got hair down, low his knees. Got to be good looking, he's too hard to see. This is my purposely fucked up drunken karaoke deal.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Three Beards Podcast. I'm Kevin Merrill and I'm joined by
the nerdtastically fantastic Fletcher Hutton.
And
it's Ruben G. What's up?
What up, Jay?
Yeah, girl.
We're back, folks. Hooray.
Back with a vengeance.
A furry vengeance.
Vengeance.
Trace Beards.
Trace. Actually here in the house. Yeah, yeah. That's, Trace Beardos.
It's if you think about it, it's what we do. We've done this for 30-something episodes now. I can now firmly say it's what we do.
Yeah, we got this shit.
We got it.
It's on lock.
We are experts on every subject matter.
Sneaky, sneaky, snooch to the booch.
That's what I'm talking
exactly.
About.
Exactly.
And
copyright not intended.
Which is why I feel perfectly comfortable with bringing up tonight's topic, slut shaming. Because what better panel of people to talk about this than three guys in a comic book shop?
Exactly. We know all about dim sluts, yo.
Yeah, I've heard about sluts. Apparently, yeah. They're women who enjoy having sex with guys. Like, I've never met these. This is like the mythical, you know, this does not truly
really
exist.
I was homeschooled and I've met one.
His mom.
Damn it, I was saving
back.
That one for yours.
We're back.
That
was we're under, back.
That was softball.
That was pretty much just a race to who's hitting it that. God damn it.
But no, what kind of sparked what inspired this episode was Monica Lewinsky's back in the news.
I got a question.
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky's still a thing?
Apparently she is again. Like, I don't know. She's talking about something in the media and whatever.
Way to break it down.
Well, it's something
so much more her,
expert analysis.
Her and Bill Clinton, who was president,
right.
And there was a white stain on the dress.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so this is from time.com.
Welcome to 1997.
Time.com, May 9th, America turned its back on a young intern. And the media called and the media called her tubby, slutty, and predatory. A TV network even asked people to vote on whether she was a tramp. Long before slut shaming was a term, Monica Lewinsky was its original target. Ask any child of the 1990s, hello, and she remembers. He remembers.
Yeah. Gender neutrality only should exist when, you know, they're saying she, man, you know.
Yeah.
What about gentlemen? What about men? You
what
know,
about,
we're not fairly represented in the media.
No.
What more? What about bearded men?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ask any bearded men of the 1990s.
There you go. Thank you. Now that's I feel right. Properly represented.
Fucking
you can go on with this.
Men have made advances since the 90s.
Prejudiced media.
That's right.
But anyway, so ask
fuck
any,
you, Tumblr.
Ask any child of the 1990s, and she remembers vividly when she first heard about the Monica Lewinsky scandal, as well as the particular sex acts involved. I was 16, perched with a group of friends in the hallway of my high school, devouring the contents of the Star Report like a trashy romance novel. He did what with a cigar? None of us was old enough to truly comprehend the complexities or power dynamics of a 22-year-old intern filleting the president of the United States. And yet, we did know one thing. We didn't like that raunchy Lewinsky girl. What kind of woman flashes her thong at the president anyway? Long before slut shaming was a term, Monica Lewinsky was his original target. My teenage friends and I were among her critics. Though the rest of the country, too, seemed to be acting like horny, misogynist teens. The basics of Lewinsky's story, we all remember. Young intern makes idiotic mistake and, like many before her, starts a sexual relationship with the president. Affair leads to legal explosion, investigation, impeachment, and ultimately one of the first tests of the internet's viral capabilities. The story was blasted out on Drudge. The young woman is permanently cast as a semen-smeared laughingstock. Fletcher.
One. Okay. I don't think it happens, you know, just to everybody who has sex with a president. I don't think it's a very common deal. Yeah. Marilyn Monroe, Monica Lewinsky, and probably one of the Olsen twins. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot more, you know, shenanigans going on that, you know, guys back in the day obviously just didn't have to deal with as much, you know, cell phone cameras and media blasting out or whatever.
Oh, it was much harder to get caught back then. Yeah, it was the golden age.
The golden age.
You guys ready to get to the modern day relevancy? Nearly.
I want to put relevancy here in quotation marks, but go ahead.
Nearly two decades later, Lewinsky is still a punchline and a shy euphemism for oral sex. She reappears in the press this week by way of a 4,000-word Vanity Fair essay about the hellish aftermath of her mutual relationship with President Bill Clinton. She says she's had trouble getting jobs. Everybody knows her name, after all. Well, she could get some jobs.
I was about to say, I guarantee you she's just not applying for the right jobs.
She turned down lucrative offers to tell all because they didn't feel like the right thing to do and survived on loans from family and friends. If humiliation is indeed the most intense human emotion, as a new study found, then Lewinsky is my generation's Hester Prynne. She had suicidal thoughts and her mother feared that she would be literally humiliated to death. A consequence we now know is not so far-fetched in the internet and social media era.
I may sound like an noob here.
Noob.
Who's Hester Prynne?
From The Scarlet Letter.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if she was like Optimus's sister or whatnot. Or
no, she was the one that bore the Scarlet Letter. She was the one that was shamed.
It's been a hot minute since high school.
Yeah, Puritan days. She had a kid outside of wedlock with another man.
Yeah, they based the movie Easy A on it.
Loosely, yeah. Yeah. the timing of Lewinsky's essay, as we await a Hillary Clinton presidential run, is no doubt strategic, taking us back to an era that the Clintons would rather not revisit. But perhaps it also shows how far we've come. Does the media owe Monica Lewinsky a collective apology? The look back on the specifics now is mind-blowing. The Wall Street Journal referred to Lewinsky in print as a little tart. New York Magazine reported that as a adolescent, Lewinsky had spent two summers at fat camp where she – I'm sorry. It's still kind of –
It's okay. Well, the fact that this was considered news is
– Where she paid particular attention to the boys. Code word, slut. That's time, not me. And, Maureen Dowd won a Pulitzer Prize. What?
Bad joke. Keep going ahead.
Okay. Won a Pulitzer Prize for her coverage of Lewinsky, and when she called her a ditzy, predatory White House intern and the girl who was too tubby to be in the high school in crowd, among other ugly caricatures. Fox News actually released a poll investigating whether the public thought Lewinsky was an average girl or a young tramp looking for thrills. 44% rated her as a tramp. It was a different time back then, but there was no consciousness raised about slut shaming. Bullying wasn't even in the vernacular, says Leora Tenenbaum, the author of Slut, which first established the term slut bashing, a precursor to slut shaming, when it came out in 1999. People who were decision makers and influential writers were making comments about her hair and body. It was a textbook case of the sexual double standard. Got something else? We're almost to the end.
Go ahead. I've got so much, motherfucker. Okay. Not on slut shame, just on this article, but go ahead.
Okay. Indeed, it wasn't just Bill Clinton who didn't even grant Lewinsky the dignity of using her name when he finally partially admitted the affair. She was that woman, as in, I didn't have sexual relations with that woman. There were no websites like Jezebel back then, no feminist bloggers, no women's media center to call out sexism in the press. And so the media vilified her, painting her as that scary feminine trope, the crazy, emotional, single white female, or to borrow the phrase from the political sex scandal before her, a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty. Boom. That's foreshadowing to the rap battle. Dude, yeah. Did you hear that rhythm?
The rhythm.
I had.
Yeah, also,
you will not be hearing that rhythm.
But you will be hearing Kevin Still and a lot of other people's lyrics.
Yeah. This
is a rap battle, by the way, folks.
This is all sort of part of the water at the time, where the woman is the evil seductress and the poor, weak man had no power to resist her, says Jennifer Posner, a media critic and the author of Reality Bites Back about women in reality TV. That's how Monica Lewinsky entered the fray. In reality, it's not actually that hard to imagine being in Lewinsky's shoes. The thrill of the flirtation, the flattery of being wooed by a president, that the naivety about the consequences.
Yeah.
When you're naive.
Get closer to the mic.
When you're naive, my friend, you have naivete.
Naivete?
I'm mispronouncing it now.
It's naivete.
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 Naivete. There you go.
But the te, it sounds like there's too much emphasis on the te. Naivety.
That just sounds wrong.
Naivety.
Continue
naivete.
On.
Naivete.
My emotions continue.
Anyway, so the stupidity of being 22. I doubt most people could survive being defined by the least advisable sexual encounter they've engaged in, says the feminist writer Amanda Marcotti. She was young and dumb, but it was consensual. He has more responsibility in being both married and older. You got something?
She was young and dumb and full of cum.
Oh, I'm not sure where he's going to come down on this whole slut-shaming thing after that remark.
No, I'm just convenient, Rom. Yo.
And yet at the time, Lewinsky had few defenders, even among feminists. Her identity, not just her behavior, systematically torn apart. In a column in Time, Barbara lamented that the days after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke and had been the weeks feminists got laryngitis. And when they did speak up,
tight.
It wasn't pretty. My dental hygienist pointed out that she had third stage gum disease. If anything, it sounds like she put the moves on him, said Backlash author Susan Folady. Even mainstream feminists who you think would come out and say, you know, here's this poor young woman being exploited. Let's take her side. They're not taking her side. And then blah, 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 blah. The national reaction against Monica was reminiscent of the way teen girls will rally around a high status boy and throw the slutty girl under the bus, says Rachel Simmons, author of Odd Girl Out and Curse of the Good Girl, who was working for Senator Charles Schumer at the time. Girls do it to protect their own status and preserve their own relationships with the guys. Bill Clinton was the golden boy.
And so he was also the motherfucking president of the United States of America, one of the most powerful countries on the planet at the time.
Yep.
Jesus.
And yet the Lewinsky scandal would play out differently today. Remember, this was pre-sexting, pre-orchestrated sex tapes, pre-Paris Hilton. There was no social media, no feminist blogs, no Rachel Maddow, no infrastructure, as Posner puts it.
This is stupid.
There's
still shit. It's like,
yeah.
Life didn't exist before Twitter or something.
That's my big issue with this article. It's completely non-biased.
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
It's acting like there is nothing. We were banging on sticks and rocks back in the 90s.
We're at the finish line. I promise we're at the finish line.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I hope so.
Yes, there's a long history of political sex scandals, but today we're somewhat immune from the shock factor. We never remember where we were when one or another was first revealed. There have simply been too many to count. I think it was a unique moment in time, says Posner of the collective shaming of Lewinsky. She was young, she was single, she wasn't connected to money or much of a support system, and so she was sort of like an etch-a-sketch for whatever the right wing and or media wanted to map onto her. And she didn't have a PR machine behind her, she didn't have an activist machine behind her, or she didn't have the support or audience to change the narrative. She's got it now. Problem is, it's too late. Boom. That's it.
Oh, Jesus.
I actually skipped a few paragraphs, too.
Thank God. So. My God, was that person long-winded.
Mm-hmm.
Was this, I don't know, an actual syndicated thing, or is it just a Tumblr blog?
This is Time.
Jesus.
I didn't really like that article. I think it was like there was too much of the writer in it. And I mean, maybe it's that type of thing.
It wasn't subjective.
Yeah, or it wasn't objective.
It wasn't objective,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Freaking, I mean, you know, some of the time, you put yourself in it because it adds something to the story, and maybe it did, and maybe this is just my stupid reaction, but I wish it had been less of this guy, or girl, or whatever.
Oh, Jessica Bennett.
I was going to say, $5 says it's a woman.
Yeah. But, like, my reaction is like hearing some of the stuff that she had to deal with. Dude, I genuinely feel bad for her because this junk spiraled out of control and she was not in charge of her life for a long time. And having to borrow money from parents or whatever is tragic. I wish that she could have found a way to turn chaos into opportunity and leverage this fame in a way. But I mean, like, honestly, it doesn't mean you become the new Dr. Laura Schlesinger, sex talk, whatever, whatever it is. It doesn't mean she goes into it on the deep end or do like
Jesus of the women of the 90s.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, like, but she couldn't adapt, maybe. I don't know. Now I'm just spinning off.
The thing is, it's, the Clintons have got much darker skeletons in the closet than this.
A lot of dead people.
Hillary Clinton literally killed a motherfucker with a car and got off scot-damn free. So this is just a drop in the jizz.
Real estate agents.
And honestly, the Clintons are looked upon, I think, in general, and especially towards the Democratic part of our nation, as they're the new, the modern Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sort of the golden age. We had the internet boom. The economy was better. There's a lot of that. So in a way, although this is like one of the poorer aspects of the Clinton administration or whatever, like it brings it up. It keeps it in people's minds. And maybe in that sense, they would like
it. Well, that's why they did it now, is to bring up a dark spot when Clinton's getting ready to run again. But the thing is, and here's the kicker, and I'm probably going to get some shit over this, I don't think Lewinsky – one, I don't think she's a slut. Because, I mean, we probably should define what a slut is at some point in time tonight.
Okay.
Two
– semantic discussion. Woo!
Well, no. If we're going to start about slut bash, we should know what slut is.
Here, well, I'll pull up the Urban Dictionary definition.
And two, I don't think that anybody else would have done in her shoes and her blue – you know, flat pumps would have done anything different because she said she was what, 22? And this is the most powerful damn present person on the planet.
Listen, if I was an intern, I would have fucked Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Most powerful man in the world.
Yeah. You could have stuck that damn cigar anywhere. Yeah.
I just pulled up the two definitions. Okay. So from dictionary.com, which is a little bit more, you know, whatever. Acceptable.
Normal, correct, accurate, accepted.
Two definitions for slut. One, an immoral or dissolute woman, semicolon, prostitute. Two, a dirty, slovenly woman.
Ooh, slovenly.
Slovenly woman. And now, the number one definition on urbandictionary.com, a woman with the morals of a man.
That's kind of funny.
That's a whole different discussion. Holy shit.
So there's your joke definition. Yeah. But a dissolute woman, a prostitute, immoral.
The thing is, I've always thought of a slut as somebody who sleeps with a bunch of I guess different people in general. Because I'm not gonna say it just to one gender. Guys can be sluts.
Oh yeah, totally.
But girls are more I guess stereotypically the sluts. You go out and sleep with just anything. You're pretty much just a highway.
You can call a guy a slut, but you're kind of being ironic when you say it, because definitely people expect to hear it in terms of a woman. So like, it's
even
kind
this
of
definition,
yeah. It, yeah.
Even this definition specifically talks about females.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, whatever. But it's totally misogynistic concept.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, some of this stuff is like, you know, so. Women, if they have sex that is capable of impregnating them, they're sort of, now you can still have sexual activity, but you're basically out of commission for 9 months or whatever.
And about guy, 4 months.
4 months. Okay. So there you go.
You still get those first five.
Certainly. I mean, fair game. So like, there's this sort of popular idea that like, for men, it's more genetically advantageous to have sex with a lot of women, whereas for women, they need to be more selective. I'm not saying this concept is right, but this is a very common idea that, like, because...
Oh, yeah, biologically. Of,
well, yeah.
Biologically,
if you get it down to the most basic biological thing, a woman has to take a time out. A man can just keep going
and spreading the seed.
That's what I mean. We have... So we've had entire wars about being able to spread our seed more.
What I'm saying is that the idea of like your sexual behavior being based on this biological stuff comes up with this misogynistic term of slut. And the fact is that the behavior is not necessarily that way. And it's not necessarily quote unquote wrong for a woman to want to have sex more because you're thinking of it based on this idea that, oh, they've got to be more selective because they had 9 months. Fuck that.
It's inherently a double standard.
Misogynistic. Yes. Yes. And I think there's this sort of background idea of like based on the biological stuff, you can, you know, evaluate behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this kind of bullshit. It's kind of like a convenient excuse. And it's kind of similar to racism. The idea that our biology is what determines our behavior. So in that sense, it is similar to racism.
Oh, I was trying to keep that quiet, but that didn't work out well.
You just got to say it into the mic.
Get the door, Kevin.
I will in a little bit.
But yeah, the thing is, and here's the thing. I've lost my train of thought. Being a slut, I don't think is necessarily a bad thing. It's got these very negative connotations to it. But if a guy can do it, why can't a girl do it? Slut shaming, on the other hand, is a completely different bag of chips. I'm trying to get this like inner vein to go. So
slut shaming is kind of funny because it's like the activity of the group. Like in reaction to the slut, it's not so much about fucking around, but it's all of us making fun of the person who's fucking around.
Right? Yeah,
you know?
So here's my, and I guess this goes to like a particular interest in the English language and how we label things and stuff like that. Is by calling it slut shaming inherently, if someone feels like they're being slut shamed. Are they calling themselves a slut by going, hey, I feel like I'm being slut shamed?
Yes. They are.
Not calling themselves, but they're recognizing the fact that other people might be.
Well, so you don't.
Calling them a slut.
Because I feel like by definition of the title, I feel like if you don't feel like you're a slut, you should just reject the phrase altogether.
Yeah. That's not what I was about to say like that. If you say, stop slut shaming me, you do. I feel that you do say. I am kind of being of a slut, knock the fuck off about it.
Semantically, but it doesn't mean the person deep inside of them believes like, oh my God, I'm having sex way too much. My behavior is not good. No, they could be like, so I totally fucked him. Quit slut shaming me though.
They can't,
I'm not a fucking slut.
They can't feel that deep inside of them because there's a penis there. All the time.
Dude, the penis is the only thing that makes them feel anything anymore.
Oh yeah, that's why they do it.
Ever since that incident.
With Dad.
At band camp.
And Monica Lewinsky hit on him. That's what happened, right?
With Uncle Joe.
But the thing is,
we're all learning a lot about each other here. I mean, like,
I already knew all this about Kevin. he's a dirty slut to begin with. I've known that
why
for years.
Why do you
years.
Guys keep describing me? I don't.
He's got this weird, bewildered look. So why do you keep bringing me up?
I thought we were talking about women here.
Well, we are, Kevin.
Hey. That's misogynistic too.
Yeah, have you heard her podcast?
Misogynist.
I rate a woman regularly
in tits.
In tits. Our rating system is tits.
I don't endorse anything said on this podcast ever.
Where are we sitting at currently, Kevin?
What time wise?
No. Which building are we in right now?
Nope.
That's what I thought. It. Okay,
listen to the other 30 episodes.
The thing is about slut shaming. The act of being slutty, I don't think is a bad thing. It does carry a very dangerous kind of double-edged sword to it, because if you are being slutty, you are putting yourself at risk on a regular basis, especially if you're a woman doing this.
Like STDs and stuff.
STDs, pregnancy, because you don't want that parasite in you. A lot of times you're going to, or crotch fruit, whatever the hell you want to call it, you're going to the guy's house. I don't know how this works. I've never had a one-night stand. That's not my bag. I have no problem with it, but I like the emotional connection. I cuddle. I'm a cuddler, motherfucker. You can't cuddle with a skank.
I am a creature of opportunity. One night? Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. Don't think, but slut shaming is a completely different deal. Slut shaming to me is very much a high school term.
You know, slut shaming is one of those things like Paris Hilton, right? So, like, Paris Hilton has gotten her fair share of slut shaming. And, like, part of it, I don't really feel too terrible about her getting, like, crap from random people online or whatever.
Because she deserves it.
Because she is such a public figure and because it is so advantageous to her and she does it on purpose.
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah.
So when you get the flip side of it and people give you some hate, I don't really feel too bad about it because I know you've already said, hey, there's my personal life, but I'm going to also have this public presence. And well, this is what comes with the public presence. So I hope at home your friends are still nice to you, but online, it's fair game because you put yourself out there anyway. But like Monica Lewinsky, I will say, is different because she wasn't like this before. Yeah. This wasn't by her choice.
This was one guy also.
Yeah. I definitely come on the side of her dress.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rights and whatever. You know, this is fucking bullshit. But like, she is an unfair victim. Paris Hilton, not an unfair victim. Well, Monica Lewinsky, fucking A.
The thing is, if you collect comics, if you play HeroClix, if you go to the comic shop on a regular basis, you're a nerd. You're going to get that label. If you... Own a fucking comic shop. Shut the hell up. If you turn your vagina inside out and it's like a fucking porcupine, then you're a slut. I just shot...
What?
You never heard that phrase?
Is this coming from? Is that a saying?
Yeah, if you turn her vagina inside out, it's had so many dicks and it looks like a porcupine.
Why would it look like a porcupine?
Because it had so many dicks and
you turn
it.
The spikes?
Yeah.
Oh, like the dicks are still in there.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I was like, has like really sharp hair inside? Or why would you ever want to be in that?
It's like a fucking Sarlacc pit, Kevin.
Oh, gosh. Boba Fett lived.
Not anymore, he didn't. He's still in there. Expanding universe is gone, bitch.
Yeah, that sucks. That's what we should talk about.
Yeah. Is Carrie Fisher a slut for wearing the bikini?
No, wait, I don't.
She had sex with no one. She's an actress.
She had sex with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, she had sex.
Her and Hamill were a thing in real life.
Yeah, in real life they were, yeah. But still, I mean, that's over the course of normal life dating.
Yeah, she dropped some weight, too. She dropped 40 pounds for episode 7.
So did Hamill.
I only get a half chub for Hamill.
Well, you know, half chub's better than no chub.
That's true.
Take what you can get.
What if he did the Joker voice? Would it be like a three-quarter chub then?
Dude.
Joker voice as Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
Maybe if I squinted, I could probably get fully erect.
There you go. That's all a man of his age, of his stature, that's all he can ask for.
Yeah, I don't know.
But see, there's a difference between, you know, having a... You know, sex with through the normal course of dating. If you date three guys in a year and have sex with three guys in a year, you're not a slut. If you date three guys in a month and have sex with three to four guys in a month, then you may be a slut. And then again,
3 to 4 a month. So once
three or four different guys.
Yeah, no, like
so that's one a week.
And I think I feel you on that because what I was thinking is like, you know, people who go to the bar. Thinking, planning, and, you know, focusing on, like, who can I pick up? Like, let's make this happen by the end of the night. I want to be humping somebody. So, like, people who go to the bar like that, and that's fair. Once a week, you go out, it's Friday night every week or Saturday night, and, like, that's your hope, is that you get somebody who fits the bill and is up to whatever low standard you're willing to compromise on, and, you know, and so maybe, you know, couple of times every other time you miss out, but then
I still say then you are a slut,
right?
But I'm not saying being a slut is a bad thing. I'm just saying it is a label, like nerd, like dork, like jock.
Well, see, there I'm gonna disagree with you because I think like because
you can have negative labels,
and and this is a negative one. So I think if you use the term slut, then you are implying at least
thanks for the shower, bro.
Yeah, well.
Oh, thanks for it.
He got it caught in his beard and just sprayed it all over you.
I'm sorry.
It's actually kind of sexy.
Yeah.
I hope some of it got in here.
Kevin has DNA evidence on his shirt now.
It's not the first. He's got it all
over. I'm the next Monica.
Well, the thing is, it's all over his chin. Yeah. Some of it's in his hair.
I am the next Monica Lewinsky.
If you use the episode term name. Slut, you are implying to anybody who hears it that you think it has a negative connotation and you are purposely using it. Otherwise, you say something like sexually promiscuous or you've got some other
phrase. You class it up.
That's right. Because you know that people are going to think a negative thing when you say slut. Or you say it on purpose and then immediately fill in that detail with a joke or some other subtext that makes them know that you're like, basically okay with it.
Well, I think societally it has a bad connotation to it. I don't think it should, though, because, you know, there's no other real
sexual
way.
Sexual promiscuity
is a mouthful, among other things.
It is.
Yeah, but they do have some mouthfuls.
Whatever other fucking term you can do to communicate that somebody is sexually active, has multiple partners, and you have no problem with it, there's got to be a word. But when you use slut, that's not what you're saying.
You can't take it back like porch monkey?
Yeah, right. No, you're 100% right. There's no taking it back at this point.
I thought that was taken back, though. Clerks 2.
Yeah. So I was making a Clerks 2 reference. Yeah, we took that one back.
Thank you, Randall.
So you're taking back Porridge Monkey.
Well, so you can't take back slut then.
And that's correct. That's how
you
I
You can't
feel.
Take back slut.
No, you can't take back either. The phrase is out there, and it would take, like, you know, a mass cultural shift with a funny word, and then, like, you know, some word that used to be horribly negative, but now it's fine.
Fag.
I disagree, my friend. That is the same as slut. If you say the word fag, and
South
you're
Park
not,
did a this exact word
with the motorcyclist. Yeah. That was pretty funny. But definitely, dude. Like, if you have to qualify, like saying fag or saying porch monkey or saying the N word or anything like that, you know, by like, oh, am I in the right company to get away with that? Then you know the definition has not been accepted in a positive way by mass culture.
Yeah. Well, it's got to start somewhere, though.
Right, maybe. I don't know, but it's not going to come to three bearded nerds in a comic shop or
Why
whatever.
Not?
It's gonna come from a movie or something that hits millions of people. Okay. It's something else.
But still,
what about a podcast that hits millions of people?
It gets like 150 people a week.
Like I said, it's not gonna happen for reason.
it could start like a grassroots movement.
Dude, we're talking about massive cultural things. Like
we're the original Tea Party.
Yeah. We were teabaggers way before teabaggers were popular.
I feel what you're saying though, and I can't really think. I can think of words that have gone.
We're not gonna change the world.
I can think of words that have gone from being like a positive to a negative, but I can't really think of anything doing the reverse of that. Like think about gay.
Yeah,
like,
that's gonna be my next thing.
Gay
was,
back
that's
in the
so
day,
gay.
Happy or whatever, but now it's like, oh, that guy's gay. You know, in some instances,
but
not
gay
in every instance.
Does not have. If you write the word gay, it does not have a negative connotation. Fag
not immediately.
Is that version.
Not inherently, but sometimes gay can be used in a negative way.
Fag is either a cigarette or a bunch of sticks.
If you're talking about a homosexual individual, gay has no negative connotation.
So if I call
if you're
Kevin
talking about
fag,
behavior, like what you did was gay, then that is negative.
I think it depends, like, on the redor. Like if Fred Phelps or whatever his name was, the Westboro guy that passed away. If he was talking about gay people, obviously I think he was using the word gay in a negative
way. Well,
it's his qualifiers, his adjectives and whatever. It's not the word gay.
I'm not saying
if
this
he
is
wrote the word gay, that's not the same as writing the word fag on a piece of paper by itself. Fag immediately with no help has a negative connotation.
Also depends.
Agreed,
gay does not.
Yeah.
Depends on the situation though. Like overseas in some areas it won't have the
right,
same
I'm
effect.
Talking about our shared culture.
Yeah.
The one that matters.
I think it's all within context. I don't know. I think it's contextual.
If you context always matters.
Yeah, context is what our language is. Without context, it's just a bunch of smattering of words without emotion. Context is what puts the emotion, so what puts the flavor into it. So you automatically have to. Yeah, it's a salty flavor, especially here. You have to have these special incantation words. The contextual. You have to have this emotion to it. But I don't think that the word slut should necessarily be bad.
I would like a world in which we could say slut and it had no negative connotation. It just doesn't happen to be the one we're in right now.
Yeah. But I'm saying we could make it that way. If, okay, what's, and I really dislike the phrase sexual promiscuity.
Imagine all the people.
I'm going to hit you with your own mic stand. Fuck you, you overrated hack. I don't like John Lennon, folks. Outside of the Beatles, I don't like John Lennon.
I was like, why are you being so mean to Kevin, man? I don't get it, dude.
I don't like John Lennon.
You marry one chick and then everything just falls apart.
who was not a slut. Though she was a bitch.
John just, Lennon. Okay.
No, yeah, wait, both. Wait, they're both. Wait, they were both bitches.
Slut. Wait. Okay.
Yeah. If slut does not become a positive word or at least a neutral word for just a general activity, there needs to be another word. Dude, because sexual promiscuity is too clinical sounding.
No, whatever. That's just what came to mind for me. But I mean,
what is the word then?
Well, I mean, the word, whatever. Another word that came to mind, and I think it's still slightly negative, but a little bit less than slut. Easy. That girl's easy.
That still has bad intonation.
I agree. But it's not quite as sort of flagrant. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It sounds less Jersey Shore-ish.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, listen, turning negative words into good ones, like, come on, the N-word. Like, holy shit, that's such a big deal and that's so everywhere or whatever. Like, that stuff doesn't happen easily, but I definitely think that, like, the music industry was a big part of that and people who were sharing it. So yeah, that's,
like,
you know,
the word cunt.
About movies. Cunt, I think, is still kind of negative.
It's still negative, but it's so much more accepted nowadays than anything else. Maybe, I mean, hell, maybe. 10 years ago, you didn't even hear comedians say that. Yeah. Now, in movies, it's still kind of... It's still in a gray area, but you can drop the C word now. It's not called the C word. It's just called cunt.
Yeah. Chase, why don't you get on the mic? You've had a mic in front of you, but pro wrestler Chase Dakota in the house?
He doesn't want to be associated with
us. Okay. All right.
But it's...
We'll hurt his image.
Come on.
It's a good point.
What's that?
Okay. The point is, as in negative words going to the good words, the word bitch, like saying... I have a good bitch at home, or
that's my
bitch. That bitch is fine. It can be a good term, also. It's usually solved in a negative way, but
yeah. or a bad bitch, like you.
But they're taking that back.
You're giving them a thumbs up.
But a little Kim, Nicki Minaj, whatever the hell her name is.
This is the fucking test for me that I'm sort of basing this on. If you wrote the word on a page with no other words, does it make you feel a negative vibe or a positive?
Okay,
vibe?
That's actually a good test.
Bitch,
I got that one.
Bitch, I think. It's probably still negative.
Yeah.
Now, when you say that bitch is fine, that context, those added words are like, oh, no, he's using it in a good way. Like bad is cool and cool is bad or whatever the fuck.
I do have a question, though. What is the male equivalent to a slut? What is that?
Mel?
Chase.
Oh.
If I was as good looking as Chase, I would totally be a slut.
Yeah, Chase could literally rip us apart in a matter of minutes. Yeah. But yeah,
would man whore count? I mean, would
you gotta get closer?
Would man whore count?
The man whore is a term
is
that
phrase,
you hear,
but it still doesn't have the negative connotations to it. It's like, oh, he's such a man whore.
Man whore is kind of rough. I don't know. Word whore definitely is.
Yeah,
you hurt my feelings a little bit.
Well, you're a slut, so you should shut the fuck up.
Okay,
you don't count.
Yes, sir.
But here's the thing: I would like to make the difference between a slut and a prostitute, real quick. Sluts have souls, prostitutes do not.
No, if you said sluts have souls and whores do not, I think I would have agreed with you.
Yeah.
But prostitute is like, a runaway, and she got taken in by some slick-talking pimp, and now she's been turned down the street. She is a victim. A prostitute is a victim.
It's also Jodie Foster.
A whore is a predator.
Yeah. Whore is actually, again, it's like... It's more upscale. It's the sexual promiscuity.
Well, then again, a whore is a choice. A prostitute may be forced into it because she got, of course, in today's economy, released from her job, has to feed her kids. It could be anything.
Exactly, she's lost her soul. It's okay to kill her.
White slavery.
What about those 250 girls? Oh yeah. Speaking of sluts, I just don't. My big problem is slut shaming. Fuck it. You shame everybody. Half my humor is putting down other people. And, but the thing is, I don't do it to random people. I do it to Kevin all the damn time, but I've known him for a while. I do it to just about everybody. Jeff the asshole. Hell, I call him Jeff the asshole. I mean, it's because I put him down because I love him.
I mean, there's certainly times where with your friends, like, good-natured ribbing. I mean, that's really what we're talking about. It's giving your friends shit and you're not really giving them shit. And then there's also like the shit like we were talking about, my example being Paris Hilton is like, that's
You know, she's unequivocally different. A slut, yeah.
Yeah, she is super public. You do not have any personal relationship. But ironically, I think it's almost as okay as giving shit to your friend because she's just such a fucking public, anonymous person.
In more than one way, she lays it out there.
Right.
She
lays.
Yeah. And again, I still think it's a label more than anything else. And that's my basis of the point. If you do X, Y, and Z, it qualifies you this. If you wear a blue badge, you go to the school, you got a gun, you're probably a
call
cop.
Call Rose Rose.
Yeah, you're a cop. If you go to doctor school, you cut people open, you play on the brains, you're a neurosurgeon. Well, or a doctor or whatever, or you're a serial killer, whichever
the one. Yeah.
But if you go out, you have sex with a bunch of people, you don't remember their name, and you just do that for fun, you're a slut. Whether that's my point is that's a bad thing or not. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. Yeah. And if slut shaming is almost like it's such a fucking high school phrase. It almost has no place in anything above anybody outside of their 20s.
Sure. I mean, whatever. We're not talking highbrow stuff. We're talking about the lowest monobrow.
So high schoolers.
Like, yeah. I mean, this is what the conversation's about. So it's like,
Sorry for trying to have an actual highbrow conversation. No. I'll tone it down a couple notches. I'll go from 11 to about 7.
That's right.
Fuck. I went to 11. That's right, folks.
I try to have highbrow.
We're not discussing the best parts of our popular American culture.
We're talking about high schoolers and Paris Hilton.
We're talking about, like, the most shameful stuff. And I mean, like, slut shaming is both an indictment of the person, perhaps, but it's also an indictment of everybody else who's doing the shaming and the whole activity. It's throwing somebody in the stockade in the middle of town and throwing rotten vegetables at them.
It is very rarely, it's 9 times out of 10, it's a victimless crime.
Slut shaming?
No, being a slut.
Being a slut?
9 times out of 10 is a victimless crime.
So 10% of the time you catch an STD?
Either. Well, I wouldn't even say that. I would say victimless as in that small little bit is either a rape or you wind up breaking up a relationship or that kind of deal. Said slut sleeps with.
Oh, are you saying that they're just asking for it and 1 out of 10
they shouldn't address that way?
No.
I really can't believe you implied that. Usually you're so like, you've got a lot of love in your heart, but that was a really hateful, bigoted thing to say.
No, I didn't.
Misogynistic.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with that.
I'm offended.
Good, you fucking slut. But, ooh, hello, Mike. But yeah, if you're slut shaming somebody, your chances are, I know I'm going to get shit for using this phrase, you're probably sticking your nose in somebody else's business.
Well, yeah, totally. Slut shaming is about, you know, pointing out somebody who you think has too much sex and discussing it with everybody else. That's what we're talking about.
That's
like,
that's the good word there. Jezebel.
Jezebel.
How awesome of a word is that?
Jezebel sounds kind of hot.
Yeah. She's a Jezebel. Yeah.
That's right.
There it is. You're not, the negative word is, we're making internet history here. I'm putting it down in the books. Slut is the negative word. Jezebel is the positive word.
You know,
fuck a Jezebel.
Yeah.
Comic books that say collector's item on the cover are never collector's items. And I think similarly, when you put it down in the books that we're coining a new term, like, we're doomed to failure. We gotta be cool about it.
You were just shitting on us about 5 minutes ago.
Dude, I shit a lot.
Yeah. Dude, you smell like you shit yourself outside.
I didn't, but like a huge volume of gas escaped my body.
This is why you're so small. Yeah. If you farted less, you'd be a big guy like me.
he farts the calories away.
Yeah, that's right.
You should be able to bottle that. Rubens fart away.
That is one
lose pounds and friends. It'd have to be canned, Jesus. You've been kind of quiet on this, mostly because we've been over talking, Kevin. What's your opinion on this?
On what specifically?
Shit, I don't know. I was just trying to get you in the conversation.
Like, do I think it's a negative or positive? Yeah, yeah.
Do you think being a slut is a negative thing?
like socially speaking, like the way we should deem people.
You define people how you feel.
Yeah, yeah, by your own Kevinish definitions.
I would say socially speaking, it shouldn't be a negative thing. I think health wise, it could be a negative thing because you are exposing yourself to more people.
You're taking risks.
And the probability of you contracting something's going up or whatever. Yeah. But socially speaking, you know, if like, I'll say it. I've been friends and I'll just keep it like this. I've been friends with people who've had sex with a lot of people, girls in particular. You know, I don't think they're bad people for it or anything like that. You know, sometimes you might want to go, you probably should have slept with that guy, but there's nothing. I don't think there's anything like evil about it or something that should be frowned upon.
You personally don't think it's moralistically wrong.
If all parties are single or whatever, or, you know, part of an open relationship, yeah, sure. Now, I will say this about Monica.
Well, bringing it back, man.
And the fault is totally on Bill, too. But Bill was and still is a married man.
Yeah.
So that, maybe frown upon that a little bit.
He was also in the position of power there.
But equally as much on Bill as I do Monica.
Yeah.
So
there were two consensual adults who did a consensual act, and they suffered the public fallout of it.
Yeah,
but I don't think she's a slut.
But you know, but even still, I don't think either one of them are, you know, terrible people for that. Bill's terrible for bombing Bosnia, but not for Monica in particular.
Yeah. He bombed the hell out of her shirt.
He did bomb her dress. Yeah, but
keeping it highbrow.
You know, I think that's pretty much where I stand. I think health wise, maybe people should, you know, just be careful out there with what you're doing, what you're sticking where, and who you're sticking it with. But
caution is good, but I think like it's good that we've made advances from our puritanical roots of like just necessarily feeling like, if there aren't all these structure and rules, maybe sex is bad. Like, no, it's sex. It's about the most natural thing you can do.
Yeah, I was going to bring like that fart up. I mean, slut is pretty much an American word.
Right.
They don't really use that in the UK, the Europe.
They use slag.
But still, it's
I watch the Misfits.
The standard
in betweeners.
So is slag like a slutty fag?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
No. They do use slag over there some, but they use slag a lot.
But the standard slag is much, much worse. It's a white trash crack whore.
That's a lot of people.
But we were founded as a nation by the guys who were with buckles on their hats who were too strict for puritanical Europe. Keep that in mind. We were too damn extreme for them. They said, "Fuck it, we got to get y'all out of our country."
Yeah.
But that's where we came from.
We did have some Puritan colonies and things like that, but by and large, I know what you're getting at.
In a lot of other cultures, Spain in particular, it's not a big deal to, you know, just to go, "Hey, you look kind of nice. I don't know your name. Let's go upstairs."
Yeah,
why Spain is awesome.
Going back briefly to Hester Prynne and the Scarlet Letter, I guess to finalize what I'm trying to get at with this whole slut thing, I don't think anyone should have to bear the Scarlet Letter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people should, you know, talk shit about, you know, who's sleeping with who or whatever, within reason.
I mean, I think the only time it becomes somebody else's.
You know, if you're fucking a child or something, obviously that's going to be frowned upon.
I was about to say,
like I said, within reason.
The only time it becomes somebody else's issue, aside from those two adults, is when there is a third party affected, be it a child, somebody else's spouse. Then again, it could only be like if you had a missus at home and you went out to a club, found a chick, went to her house, it's not on her. That's on you.
Of course.
That does not make her
unless she had knowledge.
If you found just a random ass girl.
You took the marine golf and you didn't hide it from her.
This is a separate issue than sluttiness, you know, possibly in that, like, you could very rarely actually have intercourse, but let's say one time you cheat on your husband or whatnot. You're not a slut, perhaps.
You're just an asshole.
Yeah, but like you get a freebie. Still reprehensible or whatever. No,
everyone gets one.
Just as damaging or whatnot. So,
I mean, there are so many different offshoots. We could take the whole feminism route, which I really don't want to get into, because that's a whole another damn podcast.
Prejudice, motherfuckers.
I said it. Well, here's the thing. I have taken up the habit of trolling the fuck out of Tumblr lately, and it is hilarious. Because Tumblr is a bunch of 16 to 18-year-old social justice warriors, and they're fun to mess with.
And titties.
Yeah.
Lots of titties on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Topless Tuesday, hashtag TT.
I think you look kind of confused.
No, what's the one where you find the gay bears to go hook up with?
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
That's also Tumblr.
Tumblr's got a few different. Craigslist.
Yeah, and Craigslist, yeah.
You're really quick to answer this, Kevin.
Yeah.
You fucking slut.
Yeah.
Should I be worried now?
What's the other thing? There's a bear, and then what's the other quote-unquote type?
Cub. Well, there's twinks.
Twinks, is that twinks? What the smaller guys?
Like, yeah, smaller, clean, like no body hair.
Oh, yeah, they're twinkly.
And that's also a like a WoW thing, too, right? Being a twink.
Yeah, being a twink is actually a low level, but high, you're a low level character, but you've spent all enough money or whatnot in the game to be able to get the gear. You get the high level gear. You pretty much double your level, your actual level damage by having stupid gear, and they deserve a special spot in hell.
So you're either that or a hairless, small Giga.
Yeah.
There's a Nelly.
What's a Nelly?
I'm going to let you take over this one.
I had a roommate who always called himself an Ellie.
It's okay. I'll go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, there you go.
There's bears. There's cubs. There's... I'm not really up on my gay vernacular. I'm not going to be PC. I hate being overly PC. I really don't think that, you know, saying, well, you're gay. Or Kevin's gay. Or this bottle is gay is a negative thing.
Well, if you say the bottle is gay, then you're not talking about sexuality. Yeah. And you're making a value judgment. So if you say the bottle is gay, I would say you are being negative. And you're saying that it's like, this bottle is uncool. This bottle is not good. And you are totally flaming that bottle.
Dude, Nelly.
So now you are being gay, but the bottle has no...
I'm very happy. I'm very... Yeah.
I did not hear that Mountain Dew 1.5 liter. You fit that in your mouth, dude.
Yeah.
What you doing after the show, man?
I'm a fat man. I can get food in my mouth. If there's a way to eat food, I will figure it out.
Dude, I will put some ketchup on my wing.
Sir, I don't want a light snack.
So let's start to wrap this up. Let's start to wrap this
up. Much love, Mr. G. So, I mean, my bottom line, I don't think being a slut is a bad thing. You should mind
them too.
Power bottom. <man. laughs> The thing is, I don't think being a slut is a bad thing. I don't think it should be a bad thing. It's none of anybody's goddamn business.
Yeah. Unless their business. Unless, like, if you're openly talking about it. There's always exceptions.
If you pull a Paris Hilton and make a career out of it, or a Kim Kardashian and make a career out of it, it's nobody else's business. It's most of the time it's a victimless crime. So just shut the fuck up. There's so much other shit you can
be
talking about.
It's not a crime at all. It's just...
Well, I mean, it's a victimless act. Let me put it that way.
Speaking of, you said, you know, shut the fuck up about it. It's like... There's only two people involved in it.
Well,
and if those people, I'm saying, if those people themselves don't tell anybody, keep it to themselves, then there should be no problem in the first place.
Exactly.
About it.
That's what I'm saying. Then you go out with your friends. Well, I'm going to hook up with a chick. So they know about it. In fact, it's good that they know about it. So that way there's an extra element of safety there. So that way if you go missing, they know that crazy bitch has got you tied to her bed.
Now, slut shaming
is.
Do you feel that's negative? Or positive or neutral or whatever.
Slut shaming is negative because that means you're saying you're bad for this. You're wrong. I think what you're doing to this is wrong. But then again, I think you're also a bad person for slut shaming because that means you're sticking yourself, you're sticking your nose in somebody else's damn
it's
business.
It's gossip is what it is.
Yeah.
It's gossip.
I keep using it, but it's still, that's what it is to me. It's high school grade bullshit.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Smart, and you've got a nice beard.
Thank you. I actually conditioned it today. It's all fluffy.
Anything else you want to add in before we wrap this up? No, you're good? Okay.
Yeah. We'll be back in the next to normal bullshit form next week, folks.
Yeah. plugs.
Oh, shit, I had one. I've been watching Orphan Black. The lead chick and all the chicks from Orphan Black. So, yeah, I forget her name. She's kind of cockney, and I kind of dig that.
I watched Orange is Black, and I didn't really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought the acting was, like, spotty. Like, some of them were, like, kind of not good.
Did you watch the whole season or just the first bit?
I watched a couple of random episodes.
Okay, you gotta watch all in a row.
Well, I watched a fair amount, and I did appreciate aspects of it, but, like...
I do think...
And I do watch some crap. There is some crap I do enjoy. It's not the worst thing out there.
Best thing about the first half of the season is you get to see Donna Pinciotti's, you know, the girl who played Donna from That 70s Show. You see her tits in the first 30 seconds.
Oh. I guess I got Netflix it.
Yep, new season's coming out this month or next month? Next month.
I think it's already out.
Season 2?
I think so.
Shit, son!
I think they're advertising new episodes here? Right now.
Oh, they've been advertising new episodes on it for since it came out.
Does she, like, shave off her eyebrows and then paint them
back on? She does that, yeah.
I don't think you meant what I meant by advertising.
Yeah.
I think by showing you on the homepage that you can watch this now.
My plugs, Orphan Black Chick, Post Thumbs.
Post Thumbs!
Yep. We're actually got a couple new segments coming out for that. We got both Thumb Wars and Single Digit Reviews. You'll actually have to listen to us to find out what they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really neat. Once we get everything caught up on the website, those will start coming up on a regular basis. We hope to have, it's pretty much just a way of us, be able to get content, because there is so much research and so much thought that actually does go into the original Post Thumbs. That's why they've become a monthly deal. This will fill in the gaps between the months.
All right, right on.
So that's me, Mr. J, what's yours?
Shit, I guess I got the Stormcrow Comic Cast, and next week is like a totally, this is gonna like date us or whatever, but next week is a badass week for comics, and one of them that's coming back is, Saga 19, I guess?
Oh, it's so good.
Of course, we've been talking about the first volume of Saga on the Comic Cast, and this is really fucking cool, because I was enjoying the hell out of it, there was a little break, we started rereading it for the show, and now, as we're finishing it up, comics coming back, so it's like totally, I feel like I haven't had that much of a break from it because I've just been reading it sort of consistently, so that's killer. But the East of West, Velvet, there's like a bunch of great books coming out next week, so I'm totally pumped for that. Stormcrow Comic Cast, check it out, that's my plug.
You can find it at the 336cast.com.
yeah, download the app on your Android device.
What, Kevin?
Oh, gosh.
You knew this was coming, by God.
Yeah, but I didn't... Normally, this is all part of my plug, but anyway. So
you got to pull the carpet out from under you.
Yeah, so I'll just do the speed run. 336cast.com, where you'll find the 336cast, you'll find the Three Beards, you'll find Stormcrow Comic Cast, you'll find Opposed Thumbs, you'll find Name Redacted. Very soon, you'll find Midnight, which is the upcoming video game podcast. Is there anything else on there? Whatever. 336cast.com. Check out the app for Android, like Ruben mentioned earlier. You can download it for your Android device. You can find most of these podcasts on iTunes, including the Three Beards, including 336cast, including Stormcrow Comic Cast. Plenty of good shit on there. And I think right now, as of this recording, I think overall as a network, we have like 96 episodes of content.
Oh, wow. Right
now. So we're quickly approaching episode 100 of the 336 podcasting network.
Our 100th episode, we should get everybody together.
If I can get it to line up that way.
That would be fucking amazing.
You know, we've got shit ton. I know Name Redacted has a ton of episodes on backlog right now that are going to make their way onto
We could record each podcast separately in the store, and then we could have like crossover moments where people appear on other episodes.
Like run around. That would actually be really cool.
You could do a time sync and listen to like 7 podcasts at once, and then at this one time, everybody joined into one podcast, and like all the rambling would become clear.
And we start singing.
And we start singing. We are the children.
Kevin, you get to edit that.
336cast.com. Check it out. Until then, I guess we'll talk to you next week for the rap battle.
Yeah.
So.
Good night, everybody.
Should we say the odds right now? Should we announce the odds right now or save it for the next?
Save it for the next.
Save it for the next. Okay. All right. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
I got nothing, man.